Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Empire. New media meets NIL.
That's the centerpiece of this whole idea. We will be selling, we already are selling corporate sponsorship, where a corporation can sponsor an individual athlete, sponsor an individual team.
That's Derek Mattson, CEO and co-founder of For the Win 360, a new platform helping the University of Utah and soon to be other schools leverage content for the purpose of securing sponsorship. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein. College sports are in their new wild, wild west. But as NIL sponsorship sinks in and rules are, or in some cases, not very clear on how to proceed, the schools are then forced to find new and inventive ways to connect with fans and offer opportunity for their teams. And that's where For the Win 360 comes in. Our guest this week is Derek Mattson. He's the co-founder and the CEO of For the Win 360, which is helping universities' NIL programs, creating a central hub for fans. And they've started with the University of Utah. Hi, Derek. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
All right. Tell me a little bit about what you are trying to build in this new landscape of NIL.
We're trying to create kind of the centerpiece for the ultimate fan experience for a university. And as you said, we started with the University of Utah. What we have built is a place for University of Utah fans to go find some 100 different pieces of video content that's everything they want to know about the athletic department at the university. We're covering all the team sports. We have player profiles. We have game highlights. We have interviews with coaches. We have a lot of behind-the-scenes material that's really designed for the super fan to know everything that's going on with their university.
So are you working directly with the university? Are you funded by the university? Are you a separate entity?
We are a separate entity, privately funded. But we are, yes, we are heavily working with the university. They are our customer. We provide the app for them. Of all the content I mentioned that's on the app, about 30% of it is created by the university. We simply stream it through our app. And then they've asked us to do behind-the-scenes stories that we do on their behalf that we create with our own production team. But we are a separate entity, but very much in partnership with the university.
Okay. So take me through the why part of this. They're creating some of this. Obviously, they're trying to generate interest in NIL and in this new landscape. Yes. Why work with your group to do this when they're already kind of creating it on their own?
Because they've never really had a video app. They've always, the way most athletic departments promote their website. And the streaming, obviously streaming has really exploded and it's the easier way to deliver video content. We had the app from a previous business we had built and we've customized it for the university. And so we're really providing technology that they don't have. You probably know now that the majority of sports is consumed on mobile devices. When they're not watching the big game on the big screen, mobile is where people follow sports.
Yeah.
And so the app really allows them to do that where they can log in instantly and get all kinds of instant update.
Yeah. But you don't have the rights to the games, right? Because that's still controlled, right? Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how you're thinking content here.
Okay. We basically are kind of the experience before, during, and after the game. The ESPNs, Disney's, and Foxes of the world really control those rights. So we don't stream any of the games live. What we do is right after the game is over, we have interviews with coaches, players, we have highlights. Before the game, we have former athletes from the university that played in those individual sports. So we have a former basketball player that gives a pregame of what to expect after every basketball game. We have an All-American former Olympic gymnast, Missy Marlowe, who does the same for all of our gymnastic events. So it's really a place for the fan to go and really kind of see what's going to happen that weekend, learn before the game, they can follow during the game. We have scores and updates. And then after the game, they can get the highlights of what happened. So it's really everything but the live stream.
Yeah. And then obviously, this is to generate interest engagement and eventually raise money through sponsorship that then filters back to players, correct? Can you kind of just talk about how this is all, how you're thinking through this working, how the university is thinking through this working?
Well, as you know, NIL is very big right now, and there's a big arms race on between all the universities to figure out how to fund paying for their athletes or recruiting athletes. And so that's the centerpiece of this whole idea. We will be selling, we already are selling corporate sponsorships, where a corporation can sponsor an individual athlete, can sponsor an individual team, can sponsor various video content, and all the proceeds from that advertising or corporate sponsorships will be funneled back to the NIL for use to support players. One of the biggest things the players really, you know, obviously with NIL, they're looking, the three biggest things they're looking for is housing, transportation, and their education, their scholarship. When we launched this, I don't know if you heard, but we provided trucks for the entire University of Utah football team. That was our first big event. And through this app, as we raise more and more money, we're hoping to really broaden that to not only football, to every team sport and every athlete at the university.
You got every player on the team a truck?
Yes, a Dodge 1500 Laredo truck. We did this at the start of the season back in September through the program. It was the biggest NIL deal ever done for an entire team and every player.
Okay. Let's talk just, I want to talk broadly about the technology in a minute, but I want to talk long-term with this. How sustainable is all of this to try to continually generate new opportunity, new sponsorship in what you're deeming, and I think it's the appropriate terminology, an arms race?
Well, we think certainly there are huge, there, in the case of the University of Utah, for example, there are 500,000 worldwide supporters, fans, whether they're former alums, whether they're community people, whether they're fans, whether they're current students. And so what the app does is it really allows us to broaden beyond just a stadium fan base of 50,000 people that are in the huge stadium. We can reach hundreds of thousands of people. And through that, hopefully generate donations, corporate support, that will all go back to the athletes. So we see as long as we're able to grow audience and participation in the app, we see a pretty long runway in terms of what we'll be able to do.
And at this point, you're just working with Utah. You haven't replicated this for other university programs yet?
Our technology is built very scalable. We could add 20 universities tomorrow if we wanted to. We were using Utah as the case study to prove concept, but we fully intend to take this to other universities in the coming season, probably as early as the football season this year.
Okay. I know you have a deep background in media and technology. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up landing a startup?
Sure. I've spent 25 years in the media business and doing various startups, mostly in cable television. And so my first startup was a company called vehics.com, which was a big online automotive buying site. We became the fifth largest online automotive buying site in the country. Sold that to Comcast back in 2008, and they continue to use that technology today. I then went on to build a company that was all about programmatic media buying called Place Media. And that allowed you to buy television with very targeted audiences through software. And we worked with all the 100 cable networks across the U.S. and helped them sell their inventory electronically. Sold that company to Altice back in 2015. And then the trend I really started seeing after that was streaming is just so popular. And especially once COVID hit and everyone was streaming at record rates. If you look at 90% of the consumption of video or of any content on the internet right now, it's video. People are watching mostly video. That's why YouTube and TikTok and so many other sites have been so, or apps have been so successful. And so we really saw this as an opportunity. So I got in the streaming business a few years ago with a different company called VidGo, which was a virtual cable company. And we took that, we've now altered that technology specifically for college students and college athletes, because we really think this NIL space is just starting to heat up. And there's huge opportunities for streaming in that space.
Okay. And what do you mean by that? That it's obviously we're in a nascent time with NIL, but what do you mean by you think it's about to grow in the streaming space?
Well, just the people have insatiable appetite for sports content. And I mean, it's only live content that's really growing in terms of viewership. If you look at like the NFL this last year, more than 90% of every top rated program at the top 100 rated programs were NFL games. So people are definitely interested in sports. We take that to the collegiate level and people are very interested in what's going on with their university. And so we just see a huge audience that if we create the right content, there's a big desire to see that content.
Okay. And in the early stages of doing this, have you come around to what you think, and this is probably going to change by the season and year, what is the right content? What do people want?
You know, that's really been an interesting question, because they can go to ESPN or any other site to get some scores and highlights. So yeah, we have some of that, but what we found that really interests them is behind the scenes stuff. It's learning about the background story of an individual player, how they grew up, the challenges they faced. It's following the equipment team as they take the entire football team on a road to a road game, all the preparation that goes into that. We did a short series on tailgating, what fans do in the tailgating lots. And so I think the behind the scenes kind of more long form content is really what's taking hold. We also have found that people are very interested in chalk talks and coaches shows, where the coach is streaming what's happening in the games this week on the app. It's just the ability to access stuff they wouldn't get anywhere else. That's the most successful content we're getting.
Future Sport is a presentation of Empire Media, a B2B and B2C podcast and digital company dedicated to making your business or brand be heard. Internal or external content creation that will have a lasting impact on your strategy, consulting, creation, and production, all to help you effectively communicate your message in any marketplace. Learn more at empiremedia.com, AMPIREmedia.com. Let's continue our conversation with the CEO and co-founder for the Win 360, Derek Mattson. All right. How involved are the players with you? What kind of cooperation are you getting from them as you try to create all this content on behalf of yourself and obviously the university itself?
The players are very excited because it gives them an opportunity to promote their own name, image and likeness. Inside the app, we have player profiles. That's basically a 3-minute video and to get to know every single player individually. When we, in the case of the football team, when we gave them trucks back in September, they were obviously thrilled to get a brand new truck. And as part of that NIL engagement, they are obligated to do some work with us to help build NIL awareness. And so they've been very cooperative. We for example, this week we are shooting 3 different videos with 3 sets of players from gymnastics, basketball, and football, all talking about what's happening in their sports. So it's really been fun to get to know the players well, and they've really embraced this because we have, we'll go right back to the players in terms of NIL contribution.
Okay. And I obviously don't expect you to be specific about this, but the goal is to raise all this money on behalf of building out the players' possibilities and sponsorship. How are you making money on an app like this?
Well, right now we have been funded by private donors that are more interested in helping you than going profitable. And so we are profitable right now. We're totally supported by private donations. When we expand to other universities, that's when we have the opportunity to be profitable. And it'll be done through a software licensing fee. We'll charge a software license to the university, and then we'll take a cut of any advertising revenue. But still, our whole mission is really to help the athletes and the universities raise money. We'll just provide the technology.
You know, it's interesting, too. You talked about media coverage in general. There does feel like there is a major void here. What is interesting is this kind of dichotomy of there is a tremendous amount of interest in sports that is unquestioned. At the same time, legacy media corporations, local media corporations, newspapers are dumping sports resources constantly. So there is this giant hole that has been created that it seems like you're seeing a vacuum for.
You're dead on. We really see this as a hyper-local sports strategy, where we're getting into a local market, talking to players, coaches, fans, and picking up where broadcast television may have left off 20 years ago, but even going more in depth and doing it in a new media, which is streaming through an app, which is where most of the young people under 30 are really spending their time. So we think there's a real marketplace, a real opportunity, and it's really fun to bring local sports back to the fans.
And let's talk about where your subscribers are. Where are you trying to reach them? Is it specifically through the app, or are you trying to create content that lives on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, wherever it may be?
We post some of our highlight content on social media just to make people aware of it. But our primary objective is to get people to go to the app, and it's free. They download it in either an Android or Apple store. Over time, we may move to a subscription model, but right now we want it to be free to everybody. And you just go there and download it, and that's how you access it. We do provide highlight videos of the athletes on social media to create awareness of the app, but most, you know, of the 1,000 pieces of content, less than 10% of it resides anywhere else.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about the technology. Like, so obviously you're heavily invested in what you've built here. What do you think is the difference maker in what you're building in terms of technology for the consumer?
Well, first of all, we have a very robust platform that through various iterations over the last 7 years has been built to handle massive amounts of streaming. We can handle unlimited amount of content. We can live stream like press conferences. We can handle different media from any kind of source in a matter of seconds. We can put it into the app. So we're very pleased with that. But I think the bigger part is it's been custom built for universities. So we have a very custom built back end. Our content management system, where in a matter of seconds, someone can find 10 different videos, organize it, tag it, upload it into the system, and it goes live in a matter of seconds. So really what it does is it allows you to put a ton of content in one place, make it very easy to access and find, and it plays back in any kind of format, whether you're on a big TV, whether you're on your phone, whether you have a good high-quality internet connection or a slow internet connection. Our video adapts based on your connectivity. So it's really a one-stop shop for any kind of streaming media related to your university. That's the highlight.
And when you say custom-built, what's interesting about it is, and I think you may find this around the country, different fan bases may be interested in different things, right? That each fan base of each school might have a different level of interest in the types of content. And you might be surprised by that.
Well, yeah, I'll give you an example. The University of Nebraska, they right now they're getting more interest in their volleyball team than men's football, which is pretty surprising. Volleyball has got crazy there. And so certain sports will have different, every university will have different sports they want to promote or different activities based on the fan base and what they're interested in.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story, actually. My first job in media was in Hastings, Nebraska, and we covered the University of Nebraska. At that time, Tom Osborne was still the head coach at the University of Nebraska. However,
back when they would win.
Yeah, however, their volleyball team would sell out their arena. Even then, this is like 25, 30 years ago, was selling out then. It was popular then. So I'm like the least person who's actually surprised by how popular volleyball has become specifically at that school in that region.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think you're seeing too, that was the other thing I was going to add to this. All the emphasis right now with NIL and all the big money is football. And there are many that are fearing that one day a lot of these Olympic sports, secondary sports, won't survive universities just because the funding is there.
Yeah.
They lose money. We're really hoping this app will help bring more attention to volleyball, to lacrosse, to swimming, because they do have a fan base. It's just very different than football. And so we're hoping to help those secondary sports find new ways to revenue opportunities.
I'll let you go, but I do want you to talk a little bit more about that for a moment. The reason why legacy media companies didn't cover those intently was there wasn't the audience for it. You, at this point, are going to try to devote some resources to try to profile it, but you may find the same thing, that the audience is small. So as you kind of navigate this, how do you think about that?
We might, but back when those decisions were made, that was in a broadcast world where they had to have a huge audience to monetize. You know, they wouldn't put something on TV that was swimming that got a 2 rating, you know, minimal rating compared to a football game that would get a 10 rating. We believe in the streaming world, you can appeal to smaller audiences. And we do think that there is an opportunity with some of these sports. Plus, some of these sports, like you mentioned with volleyball, lacrosse is incredibly popular. There are certain sports that there's huge demand for, especially depending on the school.
Derek Mattson is the co-founder and the CEO of For the Win 360. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for your time.
That will do it for this episode. As always, the future is now. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein.